This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Ralph of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, really a whole lot of nothing here this morning. The corn is just under steady, down a half a penny in the December contract at $4 and a quarter here in the break, while November beans are up a penny and a half at $9.70. That is about 6 3/4 off the high in the beans and about 3 1/2 off the high in the corn, while wheat is up anywhere from 2 to 4 cents. So a little bit of positivity in the wheat. I think that's due to some of the global unrest, and wheat's always a global reactor. But I'm surprised we're not seeing any more than we are out of the row crops, considering some of the little tidbits we've been getting the last couple of days between CONAB coming out 5.6 million metric tons below the USDA still. And then in the last 24 hours, we've had the Ukrainian Agrarian Council come out at 20 to 21 million metric tons on their corn production, while the USDA is still sitting at 27.2. So you've got a 6 to 7 million metric ton discrepancy there, USDA on the high side in both of those instances, rather than going with their domestic numbers that we're seeing come from their authorities. So a little bit interesting there. And then come weekly export sales, and huge number in the beans, decent number in the corn, and just can't get anything moving here.
What do you make of the price reaction we've seen in the ag marketplace this week following the WASDE report, at least initially, and then kind of the following subsequent days?
Well, you know, the numbers definitely warranted the weakness in the beans that we saw right off the bat. And, you know, we knew that the report had the potential to be very bearish. We didn't know exactly how that was going to play out. But when you swing 1.14 million acres on beans the bearish way, that's definitely going to hit the markets in a big way. And unfortunately, that's exactly what happened.
That was Eric Ralph with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise. And no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
September corn down 1 1/4 at 379 3/4. September soybeans up 2 1/4 at 954 1/2. September soybean meal up $1.50 at $306.60. September soybean oil down 8 cents at $39.93. On the Merc, August live cattle down 7 cents at $184.52. August feeder cattle up 42 cents at $248.32. October lean hogs down 40 cents at $75.52. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.